Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is the Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to begin with some performances with the Duke performances. For any information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. That phone number is 919-684-4444. The Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain will be performing Sunday, November 24th at 7 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are from $18 to $32. Ages 30 and under is $15 and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Not many orchestras feature 8 musicians all playing the same instrument, but the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain plays a range of music few orchestras dare to consider, from Tchaikovsky to David Bowie to Ennio Morricone's spaghetti western themes. And no other orchestras can match what the New York Times calls their sheer fun and outright daffiness tied to first-rate musicality and comic timing. The group began as a lark more than 25 years ago, but has since grown into a phenomenon in concert halls and viral videos alike. They are part of a growing wave of popularity for the diminutive Hawaiian instruments, with members playing them in every imaginable size and register. And if 8 ukuleles are not quite enough, the audience is invited to bring their own and strum along to the grand finale. Can the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain will be performing Sunday, November 24th at 7 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. The Debo Band will be performing Friday, December 6th. Doors open at 8 p.m. The concert will begin at 9 p.m., and this will take place at the Motorco Music Hall. Tickets for this performance are $24, again $15, ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. This is a general admission seating, and extremely limited seating will be provided. Boston's Debo Band starts with Ethio Jazz, that early 70s mix of traditional Amharic melodies and bass grooves from the American funk, now familiar to audiences across the world from the popular Ethiopix recordings. Then they add a supercharged brass and string section worthy of Balkan legend Gorgon Bregovic and throw in a fuzzed-out electric guitar. The result is an unstoppable new form far beyond world fusion. Debo Band finds the perfect dance venue in Durham's Motorco Music Hall, located in the city's flourishing Central Park District. Just try sitting still when this cross-cultural dynamo launches into a full rave mode, an ecstatic place between even the wildest hybrids of Addis in the 70s. And that's a quote from NPR. Again, the Debo Band will be performing Friday, December 6th at the Motorco Music Hall. Doors will open at 8 and the concert will begin at 9. And this is an extremely limited seating venue. The Emerson String Quartet will be performing Saturday, December 7th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are $34 to $42. Again, $15 for ages 30 and under and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. The Emerson String Quartet towers over American chamber music. Newsday calls them, quote, the one indispensable quartet. Their return to Durham this season brings with it a new beginning. For the first time in more than 30 years, the Emerson welcomes a new member, cellist Paul Watkins. Fittingly, the new Emerson will play music of endings and beginnings. Mendelssohn wrote his last major work, the 6-string quartet, in response to the loss of his beloved sister. Shostakovich faced down his mortality with the brief and chilling 13th quartet. Beethoven's 7th quartet represented a giant leap forward from all previous chamber writing in its emotional intensity. Welcome, the new Emerson. Again, the Emerson String Quartet will be performing Saturday, December 8th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Once again, for ticket information or to purchase tickets about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And that phone number is 919-684-4444. We have a couple of performances coming up at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street, and that's in Durham. A phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-560-3030. Edwin McCain will be performing at the Carolina Theater Saturday, November 30th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance start at just $26. In a way, Edwin McCain began sowing the seeds of Mercy Bound, his 10th album and debut for 429 Records, 7 years ago. The songs compromising Mercy Bound are the fruits of an on-again, off-again collaboration with fellow singer-songwriter Maya Sharp that began in 2004 with their lovely duet, Say Anything. Since co-writing and tracking that song, McCain and Sharp have kept up their friendship and creative partnership. They decided to make Mercy Bound their first full album collaboration. And that collaboration has offered McCain, some 20 years into his career, a chance to try something new, not only with someone who's worked with everyone from the Dixie Chicks to Art Garfunkel, but also someone who had an eerie habit of being able to get deep inside his head, he says with a laugh. Quote, as we were making the album, we wrote together exclusively on a bunch of tracks, and then she threw me a few songs she wrote herself. A lot of the time, when you go from a female to a male voice, it doesn't really work. But for me, it was almost like she was watching me on closed-circuit TV. She would play me a song, and it was like, quit watching me, you're freaking me out. Along the way, some of those songs, like Sober, changed entirely when performed by McCain. That was a song Maya wrote with Adrian Gonzalez after a conversation with a friend who asked her why she was being so grouchy. She said, "Sorry, I'm a little sober," which inspired the chorus of the song. For me, and for a lot of other people further down that road, that line took on a pretty powerful meaning. Again, Edwin McCain will be performing at the Carolina Theater Saturday, November 30th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Tour 2013 will be performing Tuesday, December 3rd at 8 p.m., and tickets for this performance start at $42. Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Tour 2013 is an uplifting, high-energy show that the whole family will love. Get into the holiday spirit as some of the music's biggest names jam on fresh, lively arrangements of seasonal favorites, led by multi-Grammy nominee and saxophonist extraordinaire Dave Koz. Joining Dave this year are Japanese-born pianist, composer, producer Keiko Metsu, who has shared the stage with everyone from Stevie Wonder to Miles Davis, world-renowned singer Olita Adams, who first came to prominence when Tears for Fears asked her to appear on their Seeds of Love album, and who has released 8 acclaimed CDs of her own, crossing effortlessly between R&B, jazz, popular and gospel music, and Jonathan Butler, who was the first black artist played on white stations in his native South Africa and has since earned accolades in the R&B, contemporary jazz and gospel fields. Together, they'll be making spirits bright as this cherished holiday tradition marks its 16th anniversary. Again, Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Tour 2013 will be performed at the Carolina Theater Tuesday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can call them. That number one more time is 919-560-3030. We have a couple of performances coming up at DPAC. DPAC is the Durham Performing Arts Center and is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. Just a quick reminder before I read of some of these upcoming performances at DPAC. All guests will require a ticket for any of these performances, regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances, including Broadway, concerts, and comedy shows. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seats without disturbing other guests. Also, to better serve the DPAC community in our primary market area, online sales to all these events will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Straight No Chaser will be performing at DPAC November 24th at 7 p.m. Acapella superstars Strait, New Chaser will share their influence on their North American fall tour, making a stop at DPEC on November 24th. Their new album, Under the Influence, features partnerships with some of pop's all-time biggest stars, from Stevie Wonder to Phil Collins. Under the Influence sees the acclaimed a cappella group reimagining a selection of their all-time favorite songs alongside many of the superstar artists and undisputed music icons that made them famous. Produced by Mark Kibble, a founding member of the legendary a cappella group Take Six and one of Strait New Chaser's primary influences, the album includes unprecedented collaborations with some of popular music's best and brightest, including Phil Collins, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Dolly Parton, Rob Thomas, Seal, and Jason Mraz, as Strait New Chaser put their distinctive and inimitable spin on songs known and loved the world over. Again, Strait New Chaser will be at DPAC November 24th at 7 p.m. Also at DPAC, Michael McDonald, this Christmas and Evening of Holiday and Hits, will be performing December 1st at 7 p.m. Two notes. That's all it takes to recognize the voice of Michael McDonald. Distinctive and soulful, it is one of the most yearningly emotive instruments of our times. To this, add formidable songwriting and keyboard skills, and you have an artist who has been a singular musical presence for four decades. From the 70s-era Doobie Brothers classics, such as What a Fool Believes, and solo hits like I Keep Forgetting, through two highly acclaimed Motown cover albums, and a recent genre-busting guest spots with alternative buzz bands Grizzly Bear and Holy Ghost, the five-time Grammy-winning McDonald is that rare thing in contemporary pop, an artist whose work is both timeless and ever-evolving. Continuing to explore new vistas, in 2003 and 2004, McDonald released his Grammy-nominated platinum-selling pair of Motown albums. Then in 2005, he partnered with Hallmark for a special Christmas album, Through the Many Winters, which sold 500,000 copies in its first 2 weeks. On the heel of 2008's acclaimed crossover album Soul Speak, which hit three different charts simultaneously, and multiple appearances on PBS's soundstage, McDonald continues to tour the world, from Europe to Asia to Australia, while moonlighting alongside cohorts Donald Fagen and Bob Skaggs with the Dukes of September, an 11-piece soul supergroup. With a career that encompasses five Grammy Awards, numerous chart successes, personal and professional accolades, as well as collaborations with some of the world's most prominent artists, Michael McDonald remains an enduring force in popular music. Again, Michael McDonald will be performing at DPAC December 1st at 7 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and that will take place December 3rd through the 8th. The Broadway record-breaking Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical, features the hit songs You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and Welcome Christmas from the original animated special. Max the Dog narrates as the mean and scheming Grinch, whose heart is two sizes too small, decides to steal Christmas away from the holiday-loving Whos. Magnificent sets and costumes, inspired by Dr. Seuss's original illustrations, help transport audiences to the whimsical world of Whoville, while the music and book of Mel Marvin and Timothy Mason bring new life into this timeless story of the true meaning of Christmas. The 2013 production is directed by Matt August and choreographed by Bob Richard, based on the original choreography by John DeLuca and originally created by three-time Tony Award-winning director Jack O'Brien. There is a content advisory for these performances. Most parents would find this program suitable for ages 4 and above. The event dates and times for this performance: Tuesday, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, December 4th, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, December 5th, 7:30 p.m. Friday, December 6th, 8 p.m. Saturday, December 7th, there are four performances: 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and again at 8 p.m., and on Sunday, December 8th, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. And finally at DPAC on December 10th, Natalie Cole will be performing. And that performance takes place at 7:30 p.m. Experience this 9-time Grammy winner, songwriter, and beloved vocalist in her intimate DPAC debut, performing her greatest hits with soul-shaking flavor on December 10th. The accomplished R&B and jazz vocalist has broken new ground with her first studio album in 5 years, Natalie Cole en Español, released June 25th. In this new album, Natalie revisits the rich repertoire of ageless Latin standards that once opened new vistas for her father, Nat King Cole. Natalie rocketed to stardom in 1975 with her debut album, Inseparable, earning her a number one single, This Will Be an Everlasting Love, and her first two Grammy Awards for Best New Artist and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. In her brilliant career, Cole has highlighted her versatility by performing songs in various genres, including R&B, pop, and jazz. She has received countless other awards, including 7 other Grammys, the George and Ira Gershwin Lifetime Musical Achievement Award, Songwriters Hall of Fame Hitmaker Award, 3 American Music Awards across the adult, contemporary, soul, and rhythm and blues genres, and 3 NAACP Image Awards. Again, Natalie Cole will be performing at DPAC December 10th at 7:30 p.m. To purchase tickets or for information about any of these performances at DPAC, that phone number one more time is 919-680-2787. There is still time to catch Godfrey at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number is 919-828-5233. Godfrey will be performing November 29th at 8 and 10:15 p.m. and again November 30th at 8 and 10:15 p.m. Bernie Mac once told Godfrey, "You're versatile, and that's going to go a long way." Upon arrival in New York, Godfrey's first job was a warm-up comedian for The Cosby Show on CBS. After a few years as a working comedian in New York, Godfrey landed several high-profile projects. Ben Stiller cast him to play himself in Zoolander, a performance that has since achieved cult status. Godfrey's other film roles include Johnson Family Vacation, The Cookout with Queen Latifah, Fat Girls starring Oscar award-winning comedian Monique, and Soul Plane along Snoop Dogg. Godfrey is perhaps best known for his role as the 7-Up guy in the popular 7-Up national campaign, which lasted 2 years and included Super Bowl commercials. His television work includes BET's Comic View, Bravo's The It Factor, host of MTV's Spring Break, Last Call with Carson Daly, Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen, and his own 30-minute Comedy Central Presents special. In Amsterdam, Godfrey has made repeated TV appearances on The Comedy Factory and Raymond's Is Lat. He also made a guest appearance on NBC's 30 Rock, and he can be seen regularly as a talking head on VH1. In addition, Godfrey is fresh off filming an episode of the new Louis C.K. series entitled Louis on FX. In addition to his film and television work, Godfrey is one of the dominant forces on the comedy scene. He is in demand as a headliner at the most prominent comedy clubs across the country, including the Comedy Cellar, Stand Up New York, the Comic Strip, and in Los Angeles, the Laugh Factory and the Improv. Godfrey is also a veteran of the major comedy tours festivals, including the Lucky Strike Tour in Amsterdam, the Beirut Comedy Tour, the Just for Laughs Comedy Tour in Canada, the Just for Laughs Comedy Tour in Bermuda, all 3 Just for Laughs Comedy Festivals in Chicago, Toronto, and Montreal, and the USO Tour featured on Comedy Central. Again, Godfrey will be performing at Goodnight's November 29th and 30th, and those performance times are 8 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. Phone number to purchase tickets is 919-828-5233. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, We Will Rock You. And that performance takes place December 3rd through the 8th in the Memorial Auditorium. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. To purchase tickets for this performance, you can call them at 919-996-8700. From London's West End, the worldwide smash hit musical by Queen and Ben Elton comes to Raleigh for a limited engagement. We Will Rock You features the greatest hits of the legendary British rock group Queen. Now in its 11th year in London and seen by a staggering 15 million people worldwide, this hilarious, multi-award-winning, and record-breaking phenomenon boasts a fantastic score of killer Queen tunes that you just can't resist singing along to, such as Another One Bites the Dust, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, We Are the Champions, Bohemian Rhapsody, and of course, We Will Rock You. It's the world champion of musicals and the show that rocks harder than any other. So don't miss the party. Book your tickets now. And there is an age recommendation for this performance, which is 13 and older. The show times, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m., December 4th, 7:30, December 5th, 7:30, December 6th, 7:30, December 7th, 2 p.m., and again at 7:30 p.m., and December 8th, 2 p.m., and again at 7:30 p.m. It's time to read a couple of happenings and upcoming events through Pinecone. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, you can contact jam leader Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Again, that email address is dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Pinecone and Tír na n Uaig co-sponsor an open Irish music session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. The session features mostly Irish-style songs and tunes, jigs and reels, etc., but also welcomes offerings and suggestions from other musical genres. Anyone wishing to lead or start a song or a tune for the group has the ability to do so. Musicians of all abilities are encouraged to join in. Set lists usually are available at the session. The session is an excellent venue to get started playing Irish music, as well as a great session for experienced players. The ages of the participants range from 8 to 80. And again, this will take place at the Busy Bee Cafe. Tír na n Uaig, which is located at 218 South Blonde Street in Raleigh. New Bluegrass Jam at the Falls Dam Country Store, located at 9745 Fonville Road in Wake Forest, takes place on the first and third Fridays of the month. Larry Sutherland, owner of the Falls Dam Country Store, located behind Falls Dam at the Neuse River Trailhead, has started up a bluegrass jam and everyone's invited. The jam meets on the first and third Fridays of each month. For more information, you can call them at 919-322-1711. High-strung violins and guitars offers workshops in fiddle, guitars, and more, located at 1805 and Markham Street in Durham. High-strung began as a repair shop on the second floor of the corner of 9th and Perry in Durham about 25 years ago. The store has changed hands and changed purpose several times throughout the years, moving from an instrument repair to an instrument building and now to a balance of retail and repair. In addition to their shop on Broad Street, they also have two standing jam sessions. The Durham Ukulele Jam is on the first and third Mondays of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. The Old Time Learning Jam is every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. The events are free and open to the public, and you will need to bring your own instrument. Time to read about a couple of other upcoming events. There's an open mic every Monday, 7 p.m., an acoustic jam the first and third Wednesdays of the month, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Loco Lou's Coffee House, located at 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-755-6337. The acoustic picking session and the North Carolina Songwriters open mic is the first Tuesday at 8, and there's an 8 p.m. sign-up at The Cave, located at 452.5 Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Phone number for more information is 919-968-9308. There is a bluegrass jam the second and fourth Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Music Building in the Apex United Methodist Church, located at 100 South Hughes Street in Apex. For more information, you can email them at ashort@bellsouth.net. There is a Mudbones Open Blues Jam every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard, and that is in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-401-1979. There is a Dulcimer Jam on Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. The first Thursdays will be at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. On the third Thursdays, the Carolina Dulcimers at the Carrollwood Retirement Community in Chapel Hill, located at 750 Weaver Dairy Road. For more information, you can call them at 919-413-5568. The Triangle Shape Note Singers as are going to be the second Sunday of every month from 2 to 4 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, located at 305 East Main Street in Durham. For more information, you can go to their website, which is www.ncshapenote.org. A couple of upcoming events this week. On Saturday, November 23rd, Mipso and David Holt will be at the Raleigh Little Theater in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-821-3111. John Gorka will be at the Art Center in Carrboro. And for more information, that phone number is 919-929-2787. And the Gravy Boys with Bevel Summers will be at the Casbah in Durham. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-687-6969. All of those performances take place Saturday, November 23rd. The following Saturday, November 30th, we have Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies also performing at the Casbah in Durham. And for more information about that, you can call them. That number one more time is 919-687-6969. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.